Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. The tax deadline is approaching. Take a small action for your future and talk to your financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Well, before you get too relaxed, now we're going to talk about housing. there you go. What do you think of that? That was good, wasn't it? We have Ono Brin, Sinn Féin TD, who I introduced earlier, and also John Cummins, Fine Gael Senator, who's the party spokesperson on housing, on the line. Shannon's spokesperson on housing, and you're both very welcome to the programme. I did introduce the item, folks, a little bit earlier on, so that's why I'm not introducing it once again. John, I wanted to come to yourself first in relation to the Help to Buy scheme, because this is one of the measures that was extended and expanded yesterday, and I wonder why.
Well, the Help to Buy scheme has assisted over 42,000 individuals and families to purchase or build their first home in this country since it was introduced in 2017. In Sinn Féin's alternative budget last week, they proposed to scrap the Help to Buy scheme from the 1st of January next year and replace it with absolutely nothing, which will mean less people will have deposits to purchase a new home. And as sure as night follows day, the market will react to that and less homes will be built. And that's the last thing we need. And my question really to Owen here this evening is, what would he do tomorrow to assist young purchasers with their deposit if he abolishes the Help to Buy as he proposes?
Owen, do you want to answer that?
Yes, absolutely. The problem with this scheme, and it's not just Sinn Féin's view, it's the view of two independent studies and most economists and housing policy experts, is that it pushes up house prices. And therefore, John is incorrect. We do have an alternative. Instead of forcing working people to buy ever more expensive homes, we would dramatically increase the delivery of affordable homes, including 4,000 affordable homes to purchase in a single year. The Parliamentary Budget Office did two detailed studies of this, the last one published 2 years ago, and it confirmed that a third of all money, we've spent almost €1 billion on this scheme since it was introduced, a third of it went to people who had a deposit and a mortgage. That's €300 million. And it makes no sense for government to be pushing up house prices ever higher and spending very significant sums of taxpayers' money giving a support to people who don't need it. They haven't done anything wrong. But they applied for the scheme. But we have to stop pushing up house prices. Bring them down. That's the only solution to this crisis.
I'm glad Owen said that. So if we abolish the Help to Buy, as Sinn Féin are proposing, Owen believes that that's going to take €30,000 off the price of a house. Now, I don't believe it will, but let's go with that for a moment. So a €370,000 house becomes €340,000. But under the central bank rules, the purchaser of that unit requires a €34,000 deposit. Now, with the government's Help to Buy scheme, purchasers get €30,000 of their tax back, meaning that they only have a shortfall of €4,000. Under Sinn Féin's plan, they get zero support and they have to come up with €34,000 to purchase that home.
So Sinn Féin is saying they will build more affordable houses so that you don't have to come up with that big lump, you know, that you don't have to pay as much because the houses are more affordable.
But if it's €30,000 less, they still require a 10% deposit. So my question is, how will those people how will they purchase that €340,000 unit? And even if it's a €250,000 unit, they still require a 10% deposit.
Okay, so
and
how
Sinn
are you
Féin
going to
want
help,
to remove that deposit support from first time buyers?
Owner Brin?
Sure, and the inflationary policies of government are actually worse than the Help to Buy because they also extended the controversial shared equity loan.
Not
which
answering
gives people,
the question.
Which, I will absolutely answer the question, but the actual impact of government policy on house prices is even worse than Help to Buy. The controversial shared equity loan could add an extra €90,000, and there's clear evidence, particularly in parts of the West of Dublin.
Okay, hold on, you haven't answered the question
at all. What would you do to support first-time buyers with their deposit?
I'm going to answer the question, but what I'm trying to explain is John is actually pushing up house prices by almost €130,000. What we would do is what we have been arguing for 5 years, a very dramatic increase in the direct delivery of homes delivered by local authorities and approved housing bodies that you would purchase for prices above €250,000. Dramatically cheaper. People are telling us now they cannot afford increasing house prices. Everything this government does on the private housing side is push those house prices up, make it more difficult.
The €250,000 house requires a €25,000 deposit. You want to give zero support to first-time buyers for their deposit.
Here's
Isn't
that
correct?
Question. Here's the question for the buyer. Would they prefer to buy one of your inflated homes for 400,000 or exactly the same price delivered in a different way for 250 to 280,000? That's the choice.
Do those purchasers require a 10% deposit?
Of course they do.
And what support are you going to give them towards their 10% deposit?
We're going to provide homes that they can buy for almost half.
You're not answering the question.
Well, he is answering the question, John. What he's saying is that they make the houses cheaper so people can save for their own deposit, but the houses are cheaper.
But they still require a 10% deposit, whether that's 25,000 or whether it's 35,000.
It has always been thus, hasn't it? You know, people have always needed to get a deposit for a house. Is it the government's position that you always need help from the government to save for your deposit?
Well, the government has a different position on this. Our position is that we reward people that have worked hard and we give them 4 years of their tax back as towards their deposit up to a maximum of 30,000
euro. I do wonder, honestly, about this Help to Buy scheme.
Young people in getting their foot on the ladder.
I just wonder, have you read the Mazzari's report that was commissioned by the Department of Finance in 2022 to review the Help to Buy scheme?
Yes, I have, Sarah.
Okay, so you'll know then. I'll give you some of the quotes from it. These will be familiar to you. They said it's poorly targeted, socially regressive impacts, poorly aligned with spatial policy, mostly gives money to higher earners. Almost half of the funds spent, it said, are dead weight. In other words, they play no part in achieving the two objectives of the scheme, that is to improve supply and improve affordability.
So it's about 70% is what they say, but the reality is, they say 30%
Is
dead weight.
I actually read it yesterday. And it says almost half of the funds spent are dead weight. In other words, they play no part in achieving the two objectives of the scheme to improve supply and affordability.
But it has improved supply. If you look at the market, we've managed to increase supply from 5,000 houses in 2013 up to 30,500 in the last 12 months. It has increased supply. It's had been a factor to that, but essentially it provides people with their deposit towards building or purchasing their first home.
Please make a point on supply because it's not entirely clear to me, Owen, how Sinn Féin is going to deliver the big increase in supply that you're saying you will.
So the first thing, though, on supply is the actual number of homes that have been delivered each year by developers to sell to individual purchasers hasn't increased over the last number of years. It's about 6,000 units annually. The vast majority of the new homes are either self-builds or they're built to rent or they're bought by approved housing bodies. So we're not actually seeing an increase in properties for people to purchase. How would we increase and accelerate the delivery of social and affordable homes? We've discussed that many, many times. There are important ways through cutting the level of bureaucracy of the Department of Housing, utilising vacant and derelicts and new building technologies. And now that we're actually beginning to see a lot of developers who can't get forward purchasing agreements with institutional investors looking for options, they're taking a step in, subject to value for money, acquire those developments and have them built out. But here's the crucial thing. What working people want is not more debt. What they want is house prices to come down. And after 11 to 12 years of Fine Gael, house prices have never been higher. Home ownership as a percentage of the overall housing system is lower than before.
Yeah, look,
they have to stop putting money in the pockets of developers.
Owen can talk about increasing targets all he wants, but the reality is just saying it doesn't mean that it happens. There are constraints in the market. Everybody knows that. And just like last week, Owen said he'd deliver 1,000 units next year in infill developments at a cost of 183,000 euro a unit. Has he identified where those sites will be? Are they serviced? Do they have planning permission? Is he going to publish a list of where these infill units are going to go? That's the difference between government opposition. You can say
we'll get those answers in opposition.
Unfortunately, the reality is very different.
We don't have time to get the answers today. We'll be back to housing. We always are. Thank you both for joining us. John Commons and Owen O'Brien.